The leaders of the NFC North hit the road to take on an AFC foe in the Cincinnati Bengals. And as Chris put it, they are Burrow-less. We're going to go inside the huddle with Lomas Brown, color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network and co-host of WJR Sports Wrap. Hey, Lomas.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. What do you think here? Lions hit the road, and it's true that Joe Burrow isn't there, which makes the Bengals a different team.
Totally different team, Jamie. They don't look the same. But, I mean, I'm looking at all these teams. I looked at Dallas last week going in underdog against a good team and coming out with the tie. Look at last night's game. San Francisco beat up, a lot of injuries, and they pull out the victory. So, and I know Dan Campbell won't let these guys let down, but we have to go in there ready for a Cincinnati team that we know they're going to fight us. They really are, but we should get that victory.
Right. I failed to mention that Inside the Huddle is sponsored by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 800-MY-FURNACE or visit cncheat.com.
Jared Goff playing some great football, right now. Second in the league, completion percentage, efficient with his touchdowns. What kind of stands out to you about how he's commanding this offense? I know the O-line is keeping him upright. That's one thing that's helping him, too.
Absolutely. You talking about the smooth operator? Yes, he is. I mean, Lord, he's just playing on another level right now. And I'm telling you, I just love his demeanor, man, because, again, up, down, whether he's throwing interceptions, whether he's throwing touchdowns, the guy just seems to stay so even and so calm. And, again, I always say when your quarterback, your leader, demonstrates that type of attitude, then the rest of you, you're going to just follow. So I just love the way he's able to spread the ball. I think he uses all his weapons probably more than any quarterback that I see in the league, and mm-hmm. he's keeping everybody out there happy. So, if they can keep it going with that run game, I think that helps everything else go.
All right, I don't want to be the wet blanket here, but, I mean, you still got, Jamar Chase on the other side. You still got T. Higgins on the other side. You still got a running game that can make some things happen. And, defensively, D.J. Reed out for this game. Terrion Arnold has struggled a little bit. Defensively, they do have a little bit of work to do here.
Yeah, they do. But I tell you what, look for Aiden to continue the terror that he's on. I mean, look for that D-line to try to get pressure, consistent pressure on Jake Browning. That's what it's going to take, Chris. They're going to have to continue to get pressure on the quarterback, keep him uncomfortable back in that pocket, get him off of his spot, and that's going to help the secondary. Because you're right, that's a tall task going up against Jamar Chase, going up against T. Higgins and those guys over there in Cincinnati. But if you could rattle the quarterback, if you could get him uncomfortable early in the game, I think that'll help them later in the game.
Despite putting up 52 points on the Chicago Bears, a lot of the talk inside the locker room and this week in Allen Park has been, well, they can do better. They have some things to clean up. What would you like to see cleaned up?
So the thing I like to see, Jamie, is the deep shot. I want to see those explosive plays. We've seen Jared try to take him in the last game, trying to get the ball to Jameson a couple of times. A drop here, a missed throw there. I would love to see the timing come together with our explosive plays. Offenses, I mean, but I guess the defense like for the offense to get out there and go on 13, 14, 15 play drives. But as an offense, you want to be able to change the field position immediately. And the way you do that is with explosive plays. So I would love to see that chemistry in that part of the game come along for our offense.
And Lo, the Lions have allowed fewer than 100 rushing yards a game, and that's huge in today's league. How important is that physicality up front?
Oh, it's big time. It's big time. I mean, I think Talik Williams, I think DJ Reader, I think they've been doing a great job in the middle holding it down. And guess what? We got the teddy bear coming back in maybe a couple of games, Aleem McNeil.
Uh-huh.
That's only going to just strengthen the interior of our defensive line. I love the way they've been playing. Like I say, and with Aiden Hutchinson, Muhammad, those guys coming off the edge, I think we got one of the more formidable defensive lines in the league.
Well, it seems like the last couple of weeks it's been the Jahmyr Gibbs show. He's been getting a lot of carries, racking up a lot of yards. Are they going to try to get Dave Montgomery going a little bit here?
That's my guy. That's who they got to get going. I'm telling you, to me, David helps Jahmyr, not the other way around. I think you have to get David going. David, like I always say, man, to be that big, that is one of the most nimble big guys that I know because, again, he makes guys miss in small spaces. And, yes, of course, if he breaks out, he can get you those long, explosive runs, too. But to me, he's the guy that gets that engine going in the run game. I love Jahmyr, and I think Jahmyr is a great compliment. That's why we call them Sonic and Knuckles. But I think you need to put Knuckles in there, let him get the party started, and bring Jahmyr in.
What is John Morton, the OC's nickname? Is it J-Mo?
No. J-Mo.
He said recently that, you know, he's coached Jerry Rice and Tim Brown. He says St. Brown is the best he's ever coached. What do you think?
Wow. I mean, I know St. Brown, and look, I can't, argue with the guy. He coached them. But all I know is I came out in the class of 1985 with Jerry Rice, and he's the GOAT to me. He's the greatest receiver that I've ever seen play. Now, again, Jerry Rice played, 21, 22 years, I think he played in the league. So St. Brown has a long way to go. I love Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god. He has a long ways to go, I think, before he could overtake Jerry Rice as being the GOAT.
But, you know, and Amon-Ron, I mean, he looks almost uncoverable right now, Lowe. And you got Jamison Williams, you know, he can stretch the field. And, you know, when you have that type of depth, you know, at these skill positions, man, it really can change the confidence in the huddle.
Yeah, it can, Lord. But, again, the thing I love is Jared is using all his weapons. He's spreading the ball. What that does to a defense, you just can't concentrate on one guy.
That's right.
Try to double-team one guy and take him out the game when you talk about Sam LaPorta. When you talk about Jahmyr Gibbs, he can get the ball too. Oh, by the way, David Montgomery, Knuckles, he can catch the ball too. So he has a plethora of weapons. And we haven't even talked about that young fella from Hudsonville, the ice cream guy, Tesla. So he has so many weapons. And the thing, I love about Jared is he spreads the wealth throughout those guys and keep them happy.
And, you know, I'm going to ride block for you, too. So, I mean.
There you go.
Yeah, he's not scared. That's
what they say. And you know what they say? If you don't block, you don't get the rock. So those guys are downfield blocking. That's right. That's right.
Hey, Lowe, are you going to get some Skyline chili while you're down there? Is that your thing?
I'm the voice. Dan Miller, as I call him, the voice. We're trying to figure out where we're going to go. I've heard about this chili.
Who coordinates all the time? Jennifer Hammond will figure this out.
Yeah. He's the guy in charge of nourishment for the big fella. Yeah.
All right, Lomas Brown, we appreciate you. We're going to hear from you all season inside the huddle. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Love hearing from Lowe. Yeah.
Best.
All right, coming up, she's about to put pen to paper on Michigan's new budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer joins us next before she signs the bill, unless she did it before she calls us.
We'll have
but
to
we're
going
to talk to her. What about the state's economic direction?